With large parts of the nation feeling the full effects of winter, it may be time to think about the long-term reliability of the electric grid. That's according to Terry Jarrett, a former commissioner with the Missouri Public Service Commission, who says that the EPA's planned rules on coal-based plants could cause the grid to break.
Balancing energy capacity with a rapidly evolving electric supply is not easy. But for coal, the largest single source of our nation's electricity, the adjustment has been made much more difficult by Washington's regulatory policies. Indeed, the Obama administration is giving the EPA the task of engineering a wholesale transformation of the nation's electric grid. According to the Department of Energy, EPA rules that take effect this year could force several hundred coal-based electricity plants to close, plants that have the capacity to power and heat 32 million homes. What's more, pending rules for greenhouse gases could close another 100 power plants. During last year's frigid conditions throughout much of the eastern United States, coal supplied electricity for 92% of the increased demand. But many of these power plants will be shut down by the EPA's new climate rules. That, in turn, could lead to power outages and a spike in family utility bills.
The EPA is mandating that states implement its rules, but Jarrett says that the nation's governors should urge the EPA to withdraw what he calls its harmful climate plan.